You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The National Gallery of Ireland are giving a free tour of their exhibition Lavinia Fontana, Trailblazer, Rulebreaker, which is designed specifically for blind and partially sighted visitors. We're joined today by Kate Drinnan, the Tours, Talk, Training and Interpretation Officer of the National Gallery of Ireland, and Emily Conway, a freelance artist, musician, disability activist and part of the tour guide panel at the National Gallery of Ireland, who helps to create the tours. Hi Emily and Kate. So firstly, Kate, can you tell us more about the National Gallery of Ireland?
Mostly we are a historical art collection, but we have also a lot of gorgeous contemporary works which we've been collecting in the last few years. We are over 150 years old and we're one of the few institutions in the country that actually has a purpose-built building, which is amazing and has gorgeous history behind it and many different wings to it. Our collection is pretty broad. It ranges from 12th century icons all the way up to contemporary works and portraiture, from sculpture to some pieces of furniture, works on paper, oil paintings, marble sculptures, busts, you name it, we hopefully have it, as well as an amazing archive collection and library accessible to the public. And we have a vast selection of programming as well, and we try as much as possible to make our programming as accessible as possible to as many different abilities and parts of the community and visitors as we can.
And who was Lavinia Fontana?
Yeah, we've been really excited about this exhibition. The title is Trailblazer, Rulebreaker, and that is definitely an excellent summary of her and her work. She was a Bolognese artist born in 1552. She had incredible skill and talent, but also lived in quite a progressive city and therefore had a lot of supports to help her create this vast studio where she worked pretty much throughout her life with the support of her husband, who raised their many, many children. She was pregnant for large portions of her career, but she also has this incredible collection of first, you know, the first female artist to paint female nudes, to establish her own workshop. She works for courts and convents and paints portraiture and has this vast collection of work that's still only sort of being uncovered over time. Like even from when the exhibition research started, Dr. Aoife Brady, the curator, started her research, to now only a couple of weeks ago, the amount of works that have been uncovered that are by Fontana is still growing, which is incredible, and her still being discovered, and it really shows the value of her work and how I think over the past few years women artists, particularly Renaissance women artists, are being unearthed and given the proper space and value that they most definitely earned. And Fontana's work ranges from small portraits and small, quite personal portraits that she would have painted, to large, massive, huge scale court portraits and mythology based portraits and history based portraits and works in general. So it's breathtaking.
I was really struck by that when Minerva Dressing, wasn't that originally attributed to Titian?
Yeah, there's been a few misattributions of her work over the years, as I think happens with a good few Renaissance female artists. Obviously, the owners of the paintings want the highest value painter to be associated with them, and depending on your time period, that's a different collection of artists at different times. Yeah, it definitely happens, which is fascinating. But now they're definitely giving their dues and their worth and their space as well in national collections and in exhibition programs as well, which is like ours. It's gorgeous. This is the first time that her work has been displayed in this way in Ireland, and we're lucky to have one of her larger scale works, which is Queen of Sheba for the Spanish court. It's quite vast and has loads of really intricate portraits and a lot of intricate costume work on it. And yeah, has a really rich history to it as well. And there was a huge research project done on that in advance of the exhibition. So then to have it up as part of it, it will be going back up in the permanent collection. So it's been a long time coming, a lot of hard work from our conservation team and Dr. Aoife Brady, our curator. So it's been kind of a high point for all of us.
You know, when you see the Queen of Sheba and that it's actually in our permanent collection, certainly to me, like set in that context, it means so much more now, doesn't it? Like set against her work, and particularly after the conservation, it's really stunning.
Yeah, the colors really, they just come alive, and it really holds its own in the exhibition and also in our gallery spaces. And our gallery spaces can be quite vast in some cases, and they really take up a lot of space. So the Queen of Sheba really just absolutely holds its own. And it is a really sort of wow factor painting, I feel like, in the exhibition and in our collection.
Emily, you've helped develop a tour so that blind and partially sighted people can enjoy these beautiful pieces of art as well. Can you tell us how you went about designing the tour and what it includes?
So I'm visually impaired myself, and I paint and I've always drawn as well, sort of with the sight that I have, and I'm a musician. So art has always been a huge part of my life, and I'm very passionate to make sure that it's accessible in the broadest way possible for other disabled people and for visually impaired people. So sometimes an approach to making art accessible for visually impaired people can be to create audio description, and that's fine. But I guess I always feel that, you know, art is a multi-sensory experience, and, you know, audio description might not suit everybody, or they might not be so verbal. I mean, we have different ways that we receive information. So one of the things I'm passionate about, and it suits me as an artist, is drawing on as many different kind of media to create an experience. I love to dig into the music that might be from the time, or that is evoked or sort of vaguely referenced by the painting. And then Kate and I have had fun digging into all kind of treasure chests of materials and everything. Fontana's paintings are like really sumptuously painted, and we've had fun putting together fabrics and materials that can convey the richness in the paintings. And then we've also looked at smells, because a smell is so evocative. And then of course I have got audio descriptions as well, and we've got some Braille. So I am quite passionate that that is the language that visually impaired blind people that we use, again, so that people can come in and just trace over a Braille sheet to get the overview of a room. Again, I feel as a visually impaired person myself, it's something that often you don't get when you work into a new space. It's just the overview of kind of what's vaguely over there, what's there, what's there. So it's sort of a multifaceted approach in kind of building up and sort of sparking the imagination as well.
We also have the Zyfuse paper. Emily uses amazing artistic talent to do line drawings of some of the works and kind of break them down into the foreground, middle ground, background. It could be this figure, what's beside them, what's behind them, all that sort of stuff. And then we use the Zyfuse paper. We sort of put it through a machine. It swells up, so you have like a textured swell paper sort of effect. And then we use those to kind of bring the paintings to life, along with all the lovely things that Emily was already talking about.
The name even of the exhibition, like Trailblazers, Rule Breakers, being more inclusive, we are being creative. We're kind of breaking rules a little bit and finding out how can we do this in the most kind of aesthetic and creative artistic way.
Yeah, and something we also love to do with these is to bring them into the gallery room. For the Fontana, we've actually blocked out the exhibition for a period of time, so we have basically the run of the space.
It's on July the 10th, and what time is it happening, and how can people come along?
It is on July the 10th. It is at 11:30 in our, well, we call them room 6 to 10, but in our exhibition space. So we'll be meeting at the exhibition desk in front. If people would like to join, they can book on our website, nationalgallery.ie. If you go to the What's On page, you can find the link there. Or if you aren't okay with websites or struggle with tech in any way, you can also email me at tours@ngi.ie, or you can phone me. My direct landline is 01663351. And we also have other events coming up in the gallery. We do have audio description tours. The first one is in July, and then hopefully they'll become a monthly session. And we're hoping that these, for the Lavinia Fontana exhibition this time, we're hoping that they'll become a permanent fixture of our permanent collection as well as exhibitions. But we're very open to changing it and moving it around as the public requests, or as we trial and error it over time. So this is hopefully the beginning stages of something that will grow legs and be a permanent fixture in our programming.
And where can people learn more about the National Gallery of Ireland and learn more about the other events that you have coming up?
Generally, we have everything on our website, so nationalgallery.ie. If you go into the What's On page, everything is there, every upcoming event or possible tour or talk or workshop. If you have any queries about anything that we're running in terms of programming, you can email education@ngi.ie, or you can ring the tours phone if you want, which is 00353 and then 1 and then 6633510. Also on social media as well, we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, just National Gallery of Ireland across most of them, so you can track us down. And the other part of our Lavinia Fontana program, which we're running for the whole summer, is our open studio space. We have several artists in 2 week blocks. So we have Eileen O'Sullivan in at the moment. Then we have Fiona Harrington and Fergus Byrne. And then we have our Apollo Youth Paneler in for 2 weeks as well. And they're in our open studio responding to the Lavinia Fontana exhibition in a variety of different medium. And the goal is to make it as accessible as possible. So we have whatever might be needed on hand to engage with the collection and engage with that exhibition. And depending on what day you're in, we're working in different mediums. So you can figure out which one you're most comfortable with. Pop in for a day, not feeling that one, pop in the next day. There'll be some other fun things going on. And it's open to all age ranges. We will absolutely cater it to whoever walks in the door. That is our goal for the program. So if you want to pop in, at the moment it's Eileen O'Sullivan who's in, and she's doing absolutely beautiful work with our team. So swing on by if you can.
Well, thank you so much, Kate Drinan and Emily Conway, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Much. Thanks.